This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Martha Sperry, Tiffany Johnson, and Megan Mueller for Give a Little Love. Ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today? Gals today. There's more than two here.
We're great. Thanks so much for having us.
And we are here to talk about, Martha, it's that time of year again, isn't it?
It is that time of year, and we are at our best this time of the year. The weather has affected ourselves a little bit on Give a Little Love, but I've got some really great things going on, and this is the first time we have talked about this. I probably have 300 to 400 children who we hope that Play Place has touched their lives in the last 10, 12 years I've been there. So this year, through our hearts, we have the Martha's Club. If you've ever been a Play Place child, come in and buy a $5 heart that goes directly to the Central Illinois Ronald McDonald House and be one of Martha's kids.
Now let's talk a little bit about the Play Place, because with the new place, and this is just a little birdie that I've heard.
Right.
Okay. You were the one that fought very hard when they tore down the old McDonald's and they built the current facility in Litchfield, that the Play Place remained. Is that true or not?
Well, you know, it was the size of it. You know, McDonald's decides what they're going to do, going to scale, and you have to go along with whatever they decide. Rick and Donna fought very, very hard for a Play Place because we are so off the interstate. Mm-hmm. I think it's something like 35 new stores that they built and only 5 have a Play Place.
Okay.
So we were very lucky.
Okay. That was just a rumor that I heard that you were influential about fighting to make sure that the...
Yes, they worked very hard.
Now, we're here to talk about Give a Little Love here, and we've got two representatives from the Ronald McDonald House. Megan, since you're on my due left here, tell us a little bit about Give a Little Love and what this is.
Sure. Well, Give a Little Love is the biggest fundraising campaign for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Illinois. We're a nonprofit organization that relies on community support. And so Give a Little Love is happening in 2014. It started on January 23rd and will end next Sunday, the 16th. So everyone can go to McDonald's restaurants throughout Central Illinois, including Litchfield, and donate $1 or more. And 100% of the proceeds will come back to our local house in Central Illinois.
And Tiffany, this basically, you go into your participating stores and they normally should ask you if you would like to donate $1 for Give a Little Love. You fill out the balloon or the sticky thing and that's it, isn't it?
That's it.
It is, but if our people do not ask you, would you like to buy a heart to support the Ronald McDonald House Charities, you get a free dessert.
That's like the same. That's been your trademark for the past couple of years, hasn't it been, Martha?
It is, and it came from the Taylorville, Marty Davis, the owner-operator.
Yeah, some of the stores do that as an extra promotion to make the crew excited and to give the customers a little incentive as well.
Whoever wants to take this, tell us a little bit about the Ronald McDonald House in Central Illinois.
Sure. The Ronald McDonald House, our mission is to provide a home away from home for families while their children are being medically treated in Springfield. And Tiffany and her family actually stayed with us back in 2011 when her second son was born prematurely. And so she has a little bit of firsthand knowledge about the houses. They stayed with us for over 6 months off and on in 2011.
Tiffany, why don't you talk a little bit, if you can, about that, the experience.
Sure. Jacob was born at 25 weeks, and I remember being in the NICU, and the doctors came up and said, you need to go to the Ronald McDonald House because you're going to be here a long time. And so we're like, okay, we've seen the Ronald McDonald House, but we don't really know a whole lot about it. And I think that's a lot of people's perception about it. But so we go there and check in and everything, and automatically, everybody's very nice and warm and loving, and they were a total blessing the whole time we were there. We were there for 6 months and 5 days while Jacob was in the NICU, and then in and out continuously throughout the rest of the year because of different medical problems. And everybody was just like another family to us, and they provided a lot of support. And at the time, we had a 2-year-old who's now 4, going on 5, and he was with us a lot, and they really were nice to him and took care of him and extra little things with the kids and whatnot. Yeah. So,
and that says a lot there. I know personally my next door neighbor had used the Ronald McDonald House in the St. Louis area. They had a daughter that was going through treatments, and I don't think they could have done what they were able to do without it. And having that, I guess, fact that you have a place to stay, you have the kindness, so that way you're not driving back and forth, you are relatively close in case your child needs you, it's a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, this little guy was 1 pound and 10.6 ounces, and he went through a lot. And even that just first 2 weeks, that if we were home, we would miss something, or, you know, we would feel this awful disconnect from him and feel awful as parents, you know. So, yes, absolutely. I mean, they've provided a way for us all to be together while Jacob was in the hospital, and that was probably the biggest blessing of it all.
One thing that's fascinating here, Megan, and I'll get your comments on this, that this campaign here locally in Litchfield has raised close to, what, $12,000? I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's a good chunk of change.
Definitely. The Litchfield team, Martha's the leader here in Litchfield. Last year, they raised over $12,000, and it's just a wonderful asset to the campaign. It gets some of the other crews at other stores motivated and excited to compete with her, but they do a wonderful job to make a huge impact for the Ronald McDonald House.
And Martha, Megan just touched on this just a little bit. This kind of has instilled a competitive atmosphere between the area stores, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Last year, we were number 2 in the whole entire area.
That's not acceptable. I wanted number one.
Only being beat by Marty Davis in Taylorville.
We try to keep it friendly, Martha. Competition.
So, you know, Marty gives me a lot of advice, and we've become very good friends. But, you know, it's one child, one heart. The best love you can give this Valentine is to the Ronald McDonald House.
And the campaign is going now through February 16th, and that's at participating stores, not just at the Litchfield store, but at all participating stores. So even if you're not in the Litchfield area and you stop by, you'll still have plenty of opportunities to donate to this, and it still goes through the same cause.
We are only halfway to our goal. This morning, I am at somewhere around $6,000. My goal is $13,000. I need you to come in and please buy a heart. Drop a check off. Call me on the phone. I'll pick it up. Just come by Litchfield McDonald's and buy a heart.
Martha, Megan, Tiffany, it's always a pleasure. We've ran out of time on our program here. Thank you so much for your time. And Martha, best of luck on this year's campaign. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Martha Speary, Tiffany Johnson, and Megan Muir for Give a Little Love. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.